understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy for this week. Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all of the shows. But if you're out and about and running around anywhere in this world, traveling, and you're nervous on a plane, but you just want to try to relax, you can listen to the show. You can listen to the show if you're one of the dumb kids out protesting against illegal aliens being deported or the administration that's going along with it, teaching the kids that it's okay to break the law, whatever. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, excuse me, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we got to get to your super chat that we did not finish up on yesterday as well. I may have to put a cough drop. I have a cough drop here. I may have to take one of these because there's so much talking last night and the day and early in the day that day yesterday. And we had our men's forum last night. There are no words to express the depths of it and the sincerity of the men who are working on themselves. And the enlightenment that came from the men who were working on themselves. So I was up really, really late. I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone. And there were people from, was it from Sweden?
I remember one was definitely from England.
England.
Out there, England.
And who came in for the meeting, last night meeting, and England. Danny from England. And from Pennsylvania, I believe, or New Jersey, one of those places. Up north, yeah. California. down to San Diego and L.A. People coming from all around because they want the truth. They want to be free. And most people don't want the truth. They never going to want it. And that's fine. But the few that want it, they are finding it. And they'll stand with it. And they're working on themselves. And they'll overcome it. Stay with it, overcoming it. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. So I was up really late last night. I closed my eyes literally for a moment, and the moment was gone. I'm like, what the? But it was all worth it. I learned so much. As I'm teaching, I'm being taught. And the one thing I want you to know, you can overcome your misery if you want to. You can overcome your misery if you want to. You and you alone are responsible for your misery. No one else is. Isn't that something? Now, I know in your father's state you want to blame others, but no one else is. It's Friday. And Fridays is no subject, no special subject, but you talk about what you want. Friday is like get it off your chest day. And Friday is and always will be Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
What did we learn this week?
Both former President Biden and former Vice President Harris made videos to show the DNC members saying they need to fight for the future.
How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat? That's good. You all passed.
No! Didn't you guys learn anything?
Will you pledge to appoint more than one transgender person to an at-large seat?
Raise your hand if you would commit to what she just asked.
I guess I didn't learn anything.
Are you sure this is okay?
Relax, it's fine.
Motherly love.
And I just want to give you all a little bit of something that's been on my heart here over the last couple of days. You fight on, you fight on, you fight on, you fight on.
Oh, God. Do you want to stay in that mad world or do you want to be free from it? Christ came that you might overcome the world. He did not come to condemn the world. So the world is going to get worse. You think that's bad? And it is. Amazing video. And it is bad. But it's going to get worse. And if you think that is bad, look at the world inside of you. You haven't even overcome the world in you. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. The one thing that I've noticed more and more and more in the movies and in government and in businesses, white people have allowed these angry white black women to get involved in their businesses and government, and these white females think that because they're black and female and they can lie and say how hard it is for the black female. It's always been hard for the black female. They think that they can just act any kind of way and say anything, and they are some nasty, nasty bitches. I mean, just nasty. It is awful. It's like they have been given permission to just be nasty bitches. And they expect to get away with it because they're a black female. And they lie and say, oh, it's so hard for the black woman. It's so hard for the... It's not true at all. What's difficult for her is her angry, her bad attitude, her nasty disposition in life. And I'm seeing this all over the place. I'm like, what is going on? And the poor white men, they can't say anything. They can, but they won't. And then the white women are kissing up to it because they're afraid. I remember we showed you this video. Well, according to the video, this company delivered a refrigerator to this black female home, and the refrigerator didn't fit. It wouldn't fit in, according to the video now, it wouldn't fit in the area that she wanted it to go. And the man was like, it's not going to fit, lady. We got to take it back. And she, like, imprisoned them, according to the report. Didn't want them to leave and take the refrigerator away. She had a fit. And it got so bad that she went out and sat in the truck. She put on his backpack. She was screaming. They had to hold her down in the yard to try to take the backpack away from her. And the white lady was like, what's wrong, baby? When will you overcome fear? When will you overcome boot licking? Why do you like living that way in fear? Because that's what it is. And these people are going to only get worse. They're not going to get better because they're not controlled by consciousness. They're not aware of what they're doing. They're unconscious. And so you won't even say no to them so they can be shocked a little bit and maybe wake up a little bit. And so do you want to live in a world like this? Meaning that, do you want to be one with that world, or do you want to overcome it? You can overcome it and then let the hell happen through other people inside of them. It'll be their hell and not yours. You will have peace, perfect peace. Christ came so you can overcome the world. So he left it as it is, all messed up. It's the Old Testament. But you can overcome it. He didn't want to condemn it because he knew what was driving the people. It wasn't them. And the Democrats, and some of the rightos too, we just don't know a lot about the righto Republicans, but the Democrats have no intention, zero intention are working for you and making sure that you get the best service in the country. They are all about themselves. And if anyone try to stop them, they're not gonna say, oh, we're sorry. We're gonna do right next time. They're gonna go after the people who try to stop them and put America first. And they have no shame about it because they know that all these years you've been voting for them anyway, and all they have to do is cry racism, sexism, homophobiaism, misogynism, which doesn't exist anyway, none of this stuff. And they know that all they have to do is say that, and the dumb people still vote for them. And I was looking at Donald Trump, you know, at all the things he's doing in such a short time. Donald Trump is doing so many amazing things for the people and working for the people day in and day out. It's so amazing. It almost seemed wrong. And the reason that it almost seemed wrong, because he's doing so right and so right often, all the time. Until right almost seemed wrong. It almost seemed like he's doing too much. Because we're so accustomed to all wrong and not accustomed to seeing right. Donald Trump said in a speech that he almost lost his life. He could have lost his life, something like that, when he was shot. And it just glazed. If his head had been in a little different position, he could possibly be dead. Dead. And so he believed, and I'm not saying exactly how he said it, but he believed that God kept him alive for a purpose, for a reason, and he's going to live that reason to the fullest. He's just going to do it. But the Democrats are ticked rather than saying, you know what, Donald, we were wrong. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. We're going to work with you to make America great, because we want it to be great again, too. But they don't. Jesse Warder did an amazing report on what Donald Trump is doing and how the Democrats are reacting to it. And I'm going to get to all your calls here in a minute, but I want to show you this quick, because this is the evil. These people are example of human heart and how wicked human beings are and how lost they are and how evil they are. And it's worse than even what I'm about to show you. But this is human beings. And it happens in every area, everybody's life, until you start to overcome it. Every human being is evil until you start to overcome it. You wake up to it. Democrats, this is from Fox News, Jesse Waters show. Democrats protested outside the Capitol after Trump froze the foreign aid funds. Watch this from Fox News.
It's only been 3 weeks and Democrats want to impeach. Today, Democrat Al Green, not the soul singer, announced he's introducing articles of impeachment against Donald J. Trump because he said he wants to turn the Gaza Strip into Gazalago. Democrats were already losing their minds after Musk froze their foreign aid slush fund.
We will not shut up. We will stand up. We will speak up. We will rise up.
What's dangerous? It's that people who work for USAID are wearing masks to protect themselves from Musk. This is a dictatorship in the making.
We're not going to have apartheid in America anymore. Elon Musk has not been elected to anything.
And who the hell does Musk think he is? He has absolutely no right in shutting down USAID. We cannot allow that. We've got to take to the streets.
First and foremost, Elon Musk.
These people are mad like you took their toys away. We can't play no more. Isn't that something? They're ticked. They're losing their money and perceived power. And they're ticked about it. They don't care. They want money and power. Here's more on how the federal agency are being dozed. And the USAID's law list of crap. Watch this.
Elon's the first government employee Democrats have ever won a fire. And he's not even taking a salary. We're $36 trillion in debt and a few pennies got dozed. And the Democrats are grabbing bullhorns like Bush after 9/11. Trump and Elon are doing what you do on the first day of prison. You find the baddest guy in the cell block and you clock him in the face. Doge froze a $40 billion deep state super PAC and put 10,000 bureaucrats on paid leave. And it happened so fast, one worker had to be rehired to process people's final timesheets. All the expensive artwork hanging in the agency headquarters has been taken down and sold at auction. The website's down, and there's no more Bert and Ernie in Baghdad.
I would just say a strong message to Democrats who are out there pretending to be outraged about the long list of crap that this administration is cutting federal waste and funding, like $2 million for sex changes in Guatemala, $6 million to fund tourism in Egypt, $20 million on a new Sesame Street show in Iraq, $4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan. I could go on, and I'm happy to provide this list to every single one of you. Democrats are outraged that the American people want to be, they want their taxpayers going to good uses, not stuff like this.
Amazing. I want you to know they're talking about our money. This is what the Democrats are doing with our money. And so they're not feeling any pain from the loss of the money, giving it away on stupid stuff, because it's not theirs. And then they say, oh, we have to pay more taxes.
Jesse, allow me to fix something. Some of our viewers. Oh, never mind. It may have fixed itself.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Keep going.
What? Oh, okay. There's some buffering on YouTube and Rumble. Okay. We're back. Okay, we're back. They're wasting our money, and they don't care. And they don't care that you know about it, because, look, they're mad at Trump that he's taking the money away that they're wasting and spending it on themselves and others. Here's more of the USAID's law list. Oh, crap.
Well, we can add some more to the list. $43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers. Still less, though, than what Biden paid for a charging station here. $1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica. Jamaican me crazy. $4 million for trans Serbians. $5.5 million for gay rights in Uganda. Over $6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa. That's just how it was described. $17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam. It's just probably another way of saying it went to trans. We carpet bombed them, and then we paid them to cross-dress. $25 million to promote green transportation in Georgia, not the state, the country. And it's not like we took the money and bought them electric cars. We just paid a shady agency to put up a billboard that says, buy electric cars. $1 million for Arab and Jewish photographers. Are you Jewish? Are you Arab? Do you have cameras? Here's a check. $8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language. Translation, we spent $8 million so that a reporter in Sri Lanka doesn't write he or she. Well, at least nobody died, right? Wrong. $122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists. The Taliban is taxpayer-funded. So was the Wuhan lab. So we're on a roll.
What a mess, huh? And they don't care. And they're out there mad at Trump because Trump is stopping their money flow. Because these are kickbacks. For them, they're not just giving this money away. They're getting some of this money back. And it goes into their pockets. And the people spending the money can't tell you why they're spending the money. Why is this?
The people spending the money can't even tell you why they're spending the money.
USAID awarded $2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala. So to each of you this morning, does this advance the interests of American citizens paying for trannies in Guatemala to the tune of $2 million, yes or no? Governor?
I have no position.
Of course you don't.
What, Grandpa? Tell me about the good old days. Now do you understand why the Democrats lost? And I want to remind you, they spent not one dime on the borders to protect the American citizen. Zero dime. Zero dime. They opened the borders up. They took the wall away the best they could, and they got rid of the material that was left over to build the wall around the border that Trump had already paid for. And they spent all this money around the country because they're getting kickbacks from it. Here is where the Democrats' LGBTQ funding abroad is causing confusion. What's this?
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala? Despite the blatant waste and corruption, there's a sinister side to all of the gay, lesbian, and trans money we're funneling into other countries. It's subversive. It undermines their traditional culture, their religions, and their governing authority. It divides these countries, it distracts them, and makes it easier for our government to exploit them. David Axelrod told Democrats who are defending this stuff, you're walking into a trap. Rahm Emanuel says, you don't have to fight every fight. Wasteful spending isn't the hill I'm going to die on. But trans operas in Colombia are the hill Democrats have chosen to die on. Are they getting kickbacks? We're about to find out. Democrats warn Trump's unelected shadow government is dismantling their unelected shadow government. That's how the Babylon Bee puts it.
I didn't know the LGBTQ people had such a tight hold and control the Democratic Party like this. I had no idea. I knew that the black female controlled the Democratic Party, but I had no idea it was this bad. Oh, we still have a problem?
No, we're good.
What?
We're good. The show's going well.
Oh, okay. Oh, amazing. And we just found out that Joe Biden administration was paying the press millions of dollars. Watch this.
Democrats have been sending your tax dollars to the World Economic Forum so they can tell us to eat bugs. The George Soros Prosecutor Fund got $26 million of your money to what, open jails? USAID brags about overthrowing governments. They bragged about supporting military coups and color revolutions in the Middle East, Asia, and Ukraine. And we just found out the Biden administration was paying the press. During the last 4 years, Politico received $26 million from the federal government. $8 million just last year. The Biden administration was paying a D.C. insider publication that happened to never report anything bad about the Biden administration. Well, what did they pay for besides good press? The government says it was for subscriptions to Politico Pro. Well, what's Politico Pro? It's supposed to give you inside scoops or exclusive reporting about the federal government. It's been around since 2010, but all of a sudden in 2021, the Biden administration starts buying hundreds of Politico Pro subscriptions. And a subscription runs anywhere from $10,000 to $75,000 a year. Those are like top-tier country club dues.
Amazing, huh? Are you understanding why our country is in such debt? They're just having fun with your money, protecting themselves for more money. They're protecting themselves. When I come back, I'll finish up with that and your phone calls and super chats. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. We'll be right back. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m. today, normally it's at 12 p.m. noon, but at 11 a.m., brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. Amazing conversation, fun. Conversation with Jeremiah Watkins, and he is a voice actor, stand-up comedian, and the host of Trail of Tales, and Stand Up on the Spot. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So when is the baby coming?
I have two.
Why only two?
I'm not black. We'll be right back, folks. It might offend people, but I didn't vote in this last election.
What a pain. Why not?
Okay, big alpha. You wild. You wild.
I rest my case.
He rests his case.
So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
I'm not already on the hot seat. Oh.
It was amazing. The Father State today at 11 a.m. And support the Father State right there at thefatherstate.tv/donate and locals.com. And then after the Father State, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. On fire. Energy all over the place. When Donald Trump retired, the American Anchor Baby is going to step in. Because he already has the energy. Watch him at 12 noon today. And Sunday Morning Fellowship for all at 11 a.m. Sunday morning Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Go to for more information, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. I want to just finish up this, and then I get to your calls. Here's more from Jesse Waters, Fox News, reporting on the reaction of the Democratic Party to Making America Great Again and how they are losing their money in so-called power, and they are having a hissy fit. I've started with how they're paying, according to the report, they're paying millions of dollars or paid millions of dollars to the press to support them. Here's more on Political Pro.
$75,000, this exclusive reporting must be pretty good, right? Now, no one ever read in Politico Pro that Biden was brain dead. Now, if I'm going to pay 75 grand for journalism, I want to know whose coke was in the White House. Politico Pro isn't even for people in government. It's for lobbyists. You pay 75 grand a year for the name and email address of a regulator at the FDA. So you can email them, wine them and dine them at Cafe Milano, and then grease the regs for Pfizer or Kraft or whoever your client is. You find out when the farm bill's about to pass so you can send your lobbyists into the back room and write the bill. It's not for people in the government. What do people at the Department of Energy need to pay $75,000 for to find out what's going on in the Department of Energy? Mayorkas needs to know what's going on with the border bill. All he has to do is call Chuck Schumer. The phone call's free. This doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is a racket. This was a bailout. Biden's government didn't need this. It's a payoff product. Because when they started paying Politico, they tanked the laptop. They covered up Biden's nap times. The USAID chief, Samantha Power, Politico wrote a puff piece about her, called her a celebrity. Have you ever heard of celebrity Samantha Power? Politico didn't get paid to do journalism. They got paid to stop doing journalism. Now, I read Politico. I read it every day. I like it. It's got good reporting in there. But I'm not funneling $26 million of taxpayer money over there in exchange for good coverage. I'm sure a few people at the federal government have Wall Street Journal subscriptions for $59 a year, not $75,000. And if you're trying to save a few dollars, share your password and logins with your staff. You don't get them all $75,000 a year subscriptions.
Amazing, huh? And you support the Democratic Party because you're a Democrat. It doesn't matter. You're a Democrat. You're born a Democrat. You're going to die a Democrat. And the White House says the government paying journalists, the White House paying government sorry about this, but the House spouse said that paying government journalists is getting doged. Watch this.
Primetime reached out to Politico and we didn't hear back. The White House says the government paying journalists, that's getting doged.
So upon coming out here to the briefing room, I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than 8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening. The DOGE team is working on canceling those payments now.
Amazing, huh? And you wonder, why don't y'all close the borders? They need the illegal to come in. They need more voters. They want to stay in so-called power for the money. On the day of the freeze, other news outlets couldn't make payroll. Watch this.
How critical is government funding to Politico's bottom line? Not sure. But on the day of the freeze, they couldn't make payroll for a couple hours. It's not just Politico. The New York Times got millions. BBC got money. PolitiFact was funded by the Biden administration. Biden was censoring you and funding independent fact checkers to call you a liar. Kamala took your money and paid Sharpton. Biden took your money, gave it to Politico, gave it to donors to build solar panels.
Amazing, huh? This is what's been going on for the last 4 years or so. And the people were suffering. Literally suffering. And the Democrats were hooping and hollering and having fun. They were having a hoo-nanny of a time. Even the left, like the CIA, has a history of playing in scoops with journalists. Watch this.
The left somehow looks like one big astroturfed money laundering shell game. Remember, the CIA has a history of planning scoops with journalists.
Disseminate propaganda to influence people's minds. And this is a major function of the CIA. You have contact with a journalist, you will give him true stories, you'll get information from him, you'll also give him false stories. You also work on their human vulnerabilities to recruit them in a classic sense, to make them your agent so that you can control what they do. 400 journalists cooperating with the CIA, including some of the biggest names in the business, to consciously introduce the stories into the press.
Journalists were on CIA payrolls.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Major, now do you believe me when I tell you human beings are evil? This is the Old Testament in operation. Are you going to live from the new one, or are you going to stay in the old one? And last but not least, you probably wonder, who else is getting paid? Watch this.
So if intelligence agencies, which is kind of what the USAID is financing the American media, that's state-run media. And if Kamala would have won the election, the money would have kept flowing. Politico must have known that. They wrote puff pieces about how fantastic she was. I wonder if that was connected. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Trump got elected and caught him. We're only in week three. Who else is getting paid?
What a mess! That's your Democratic Party for you. And they go on TV and they yell and scream how much they care for you. And it's just not true. And we don't need them to care for us. We need them to work for us if you hire them. Not against us and for self. A lot more of that to come. A lot more. Now you see why they hate the Great White Hope? He is interrupting their gravy train. It's a spiritual battle, folks. Human beings are evil. They're nasty. They're revengeful. They're wicked. No one knows the evil of a human heart. It runs deeper than what you can even imagine. There's no words to express. 888-7753-773. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to Jack. Jack, you're on the air.
Thank you for having me this morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Are you a first-time caller, Jack?
No, sir. I've called before.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have two sons from my previous marriage.
Uh-huh.
And last night, my oldest son, we've kind of had a little bit of an estranged relationship over the years, mostly because they've predominantly lived with their mother and had her influence. And last night, he informed me through a text that he is going to transition now. And he's on hormone replacement therapy at this point, and he's been on that for several weeks. And he's been seeing a woman therapist on top of all that. So I'm just kind of needing your guidance in moving forward with this. I'm trying really hard not to judge him. I've been doing your silent prayer for several months, and I'm just trying to follow what you recommend. But I'm just kind of I'm still in shock from this a little bit, and I'm trying to figure out my way through this. If that makes any kind of sense.
It does. And your question for me is what?
Do I still try and maintain a relationship with my son, or do I just kind of let, you know, if he doesn't really, he kind of blames me for this, basically, is the gist of his text that he sent me, that my views on women.
Stay close to your phone, Jack. He blamed you that what?
He's basically blaming me for a lot of things like my toxic views that he says on women, because I've tried to share his videos, your videos with him before, about, you know, being a man and forgiving your mother and father. And he's basically rejected all that kind of advice. And I'm just not really sure what to do at this point. You know, it really hurts to have to kind of let him be and not judge him about this. And, you know,
when you say judge him, how will you judge him? In what way will you judge him?
I'm really hurting for the fact that he's making this choice and he's hurting himself. It's not about me.
Oh, okay.
I'm hurting for him.
How old is he?
He's almost 24.
Oh, okay. And how are you hurting for him? How does somebody hurt for another person? How does one person hurt for another person?
Just because I know these choices are, you know, not, I know they're his choices, but I feel like he's going to end up regretting them. And I know there's nothing I can do about it. It's just, I guess I'm trying to get through the shock of this right now, if that makes sense.
Well, and so your question for me is what?
How would you deal with this situation, I guess? How would you move forward?
I would have to be in the situation to see how I would deal with it for sure. But what I want you to know is that you've told him. Have you apologized to him for not being there to protect him from his mother? Because it's a total female spirit that he's feeling. He's been turned against you. He has the spirit of his mother, which is evil, and it's not her spirit, but it's in her. And he feels like a woman. He thinks that that's who he is, and the world has told him that's who he is. And now he's making another mistake by doing whatever he's doing. And you're right, he will regret it, because his misery is not going to change. Just because he changed his body part, he's still going to be angry. He's still going to be lost. He's still going to be lonely. He's still going to be afraid. And that's going to get worse, because one day he's going to realize, what have I done here? It didn't do anything to help me to change my body part. But all you can do, Jack, is to let him know it's not you that's feeling this way. You need to forgive your mother and me for not being good parents. And so that you don't destroy yourself like this. And if he doesn't want to hear, you just let him suffer. And you're right not to judge him, because just as you and his mother didn't know what you guys were doing, you weren't right. That's why both of you were not right. That's why he screwed up. And so you can't judge him, meaning don't get angry at him. But you have to leave him alone and let him go and destroy himself. Maybe he'll wake up and maybe he won't, but there's nothing you can do about it. And there's no such thing as feeling the pain for him. The pain that you're feeling is in you, and it's about you. It has nothing to do with him. You cannot feel someone else's pain. That's an illusion.
Right. I understand what you're saying. It's just, I'm trying to get out of my head with this. Yeah. And I did have a heart-to-heart conversation with him back around Christmas about how he did need to forgive his mother and me, and I did apologize for the mistakes I'd made in parenting.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, he still held that grudge, and it just manifested into this.
He has identified, you know, with his mother. He has totally turned away from the father, and he identified with his mother, so he's not going to, for now, unless he suffers more, maybe he'll wake up, maybe he won't. But Jack, you have to let him go and let him suffer. Let him live in his own hell, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't save him. You can't save yourself. You have to leave even your children, once they become adult, you have to leave them in their hell until they cry out to the Father for help.
Should I continue to pray for him that he finds help with the Father, or just should I just not even worry about that?
Praying for him in that way is not going to do anything for him, because he may not want God. He may not want help. He may love his hell, and all of your prayers are in vain.
Okay. thank you very much for the advice, Jesse. It's, you know, if I ever needed your advice and God's help, it's right now. So thank you very much.
And so you're welcome, but just let him just, hey, son, okay, I wish you well with your mess. I wish you well. And leave him alone. Don't bug him about it. Don't, if you do talk to him, don't ask him about it. Don't cry about it. Just leave him in his hell. Let him suffer. God, if you notice, God can stop him from doing that. But God's not going to stop him from doing it unless he asks God to help. And if he doesn't ask for help, he doesn't invite the light in. The light will let him suffer too, so let him suffer. You have apologized. Okay. That's all you should do. Hey, son, I was wrong. Your mother was wrong, and that's why you're doing this. But if you don't want to forgive and you want to cut off your body part, cut it off. And tell him he probably should put his body part in a one of those little jars with some vinegar or something in so he can preserve
like a trophy.
It. Yeah, well, so he can preserve it in case he wake up and he needs to try to put it back on.
Yeah, technology might be good in about 10 years. They can do that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Absolutely. But you have no reason to feel sorry for him. You have no reason to feel bad for him. You have no reason to judge him. You have no reason to do anything but let him suffer. That's on him. It has nothing to do with you now.
Right. Okay.
And that feeling sorry for him is not you feeling sorry for him. It's all fake anyway, because there's no you to feel sorry. But it's only to make your ego feel like you love him and you feel bad. But that's just ego. It's not even you.
No, I know it's Satan trying to get in there in my thoughts and tell me that I was a bad parent and I messed up. You know, I know.
Yeah, let those thoughts pass. You continue to work on your life and let this guy go through his own hell now, and you work on you.
Okay. All right.
Amazing.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed weekend.
All right.
You're amazing. Thank you, sir.
Stay with the prayer, all right? Stay present.
I will. Staying present. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. What a mess! You have to even let your own, once they become adults, there's nothing you can do about it. Your own children. Your own daddy, your own mama, your own so-called friends, everybody, leave them in their hell. They want hell. Don't try to get them out of their hell. They'll destroy you because the darkness hates the light. Super chat. Super
chat. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Lakeisha says, morning, JLP and experts. This was yesterday. That spirit is gaining so much territory in the church. Even the pastors and leaders are trans and homosexuals now, like the LGBTQ woman bishop. The spirit is an abomination to God, she says, and then she quotes the Bible.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lakeisha.
Yeah.
And we'll have to read the rest after this break.
Let's take a quick break. When I come back, we'll read the rest, and then your phone calls and... It's Open Line Friday. Back in a moment, the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news is coming up. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
A January jobs report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is expected to come out today. Maybe it's probably already come out, right? I don't know. And the USAID or USAID drama firing all but 300 should be very nice. I don't know if that'll happen. Missing plane. There's a missing plane over, I think, up in Alaska. Terrible. And there's a Chinese AI scare, bipartisan, by the way, here in America. They're trying to ban DeepSeek, the bipartisans, meaning evils, evil people, generally. California wildfires. They're saying Southern California Edison may have been behind some of the lesser known big, but still pretty big wildfires. At least maybe the Hearst fire. Not sure. They're speculating. I don't know if they've settled on it. 8,000 illegals have been arrested, alleged illegals, have been arrested since January 20th, Inauguration Day. I don't know if that's a lot or a little, but that's the number that they're saying, how many have been arrested since Inauguration Day. And I heard they're pressuring ICE to up the deportation pace. So calm down, you quick-to-criticize Trump people who think he's not deporting enough, fast enough. You may be jumping the gun. You may be chomping or champing at the bit too much. And a Colombia president, Gustavo Petro, wants Coke legalized. Sorry, I screamed into the mic. He's comparing cocaine to whiskey. Terrible. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, February 7th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, 1-888-775-3773. You can use that number through the Skype dial pad, even overseas. Did you know that? To get on air with JLP. It is Hake News on Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says the Bureau of Labor Statistics released their January jobs report today. Oh, okay, it is released today already. It showed fewer job gains than expected at the start of the year. Thanks a lot, creepy Joe Biden, lame-o Joe. Really Obama administration, right? And his ilk, the type of people who voted for and select him, that same party, and the rhinos. The relatively steady labor market now appears to be approaching some obstacles in the road with a pullback in hiring, a high interest rate environment, and a cadre, I forget what cadre means, of sweeping policy actions from the new white on the inside White House. So cool. Around 10,000 employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development are the targets of President Donald J. Trump's job cuts today. Multiple sources tell Commie Nonsense Network that nearly all but around 300 USAID, USAID personnel deemed essential are expected, all but those 300 supposedly essential ones are expected to be fired, furloughed, or put on leave in the coming hours. We'll see if it goes through. USAID is charged with delivering humanitarian assistance overseas, but critics say its programs are wasteful and promote a liberal agenda. By liberal, they mean Marxist, communist, and that's what it is. The Trump administration says dismantling the agency is grounded in efforts to save government money, even though some so-called experts have warned that freezing its funds will intensify global homo humanitarian crises, which they support. Anyway, that missing plane, a Cessna, C-E-S-S-N-A, capital C, a plane with 10 people aboard, disappeared during a flight in Alaska, according to local and state officials. It wasn't Anchor Baby flying. He's right here, unless he was remotely flying it. The small aircraft operated by Bering Air, B-E-R-I-N-G, was en route Thursday evening from Unalakleet to Nome. Both cities in western Alaska, almost said it, Australia, separated by the Norton Sound Inlet. Flight tracking data shows the plane was about 12 miles offshore when its position was lost, so said the Coast Guard. Terrible situation. And you already know about those other crashes last week. Terrible. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, and it's a doozy, the biblical question, is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Isn't that an amazing question? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're out and about or you're lost in that airplane that Hake mentioned that has disappeared according to a report and no one knows where it is. How can a whole plane just disappear? What? Unless it ran into some snow over there, a mountain of snow or something. But you can be listening to the phone, my show, while you're all stuck in wherever you are, by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And it is Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It doesn't matter what you look like. You're doing what you're doing. But you can express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
What did we learn this week?
Both former President Biden and former Vice President Harris made videos to show the DNC members saying they need to fight for the future.
How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat? That's good. You all passed.
No! Didn't you guys learn anything?
Will you pledge to appoint more than one transgender person to an at-large seat?
Raise your hand if you would commit to what she just asked.
I guess I didn't learn anything.
Cool, baby.
Are you sure this is okay?
Whoa. Relax, it's fine.
Motherly love.
Does that baby look like he's having fun?
Of something that's been on my heart here over the last couple of days.
Black people, stop.
You fight on, you fight on.
The white people don't even care to look at
him. You fight on, you fight on.
You fight on, you fight on. Oh, Lord. One thing about the blacks, they can dance and sing. And they'll sing anywhere, even if they're running for office and they're having a debate. And they're on the stage and they're supposed to be talking about politics and she wants to sing. You care to dance? I want to finish up on your super chat. And while hate is coming in, I want to go to Brandon out of Kansas City. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Get it off your chest.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm doing this morning is calling to get something off my chest.
All right.
I woke up this morning, 4:30 in the morning, to use the restroom, you know, and I started thinking about something. I couldn't get back to sleep. And I've been doing this quite a bit where I'll wake up, you know, first thing, all of a sudden all these voices come that, you know, you've talked about. That's the reason for the silent prayer, which I can't do that very well because I've got, you know, attention deficit. I can't pay attention to anything. So, you know, I just basically have been dealing with these.
What does that mean you can't pay attention to anything?
Well, I don't want to diagnose myself and give. Back in the day, they just call it, you know, you were just energetic. Now they put all kinds of labels on it and they drug these kids up. But I'll tell you, in school, I couldn't pay attention worth a damn. Like, I mean, you could tell me something and, you know, I just want you to spit it out. You know, tell me what you want me to do. It doesn't take 2 hours for me to listen to it. And so I would just basically start daydreaming and do my own thing. So,
so why are you saying, since you understand what's going on, why are you saying you have attention deficit disorder? Why are you calling yourself that?
Whatever I've been equipped with on this earth, my brain, my body, it doesn't allow me to pay attention for longer than.
No, but I'm asking, why are you calling yourself that?
I kind of mentioned I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to label myself that. So I guess I say that because that's the only way I think people can know what I'm talking about. I just have a lot of energy. That's the way I put it.
Right.
I don't do the whole attention deficit disorder, but anyway, long story short, my brother and I've got a younger brother. We share the same mom.
How old is he?
We're half brothers. He's 3 years younger than myself. I'm 45. He's 42.
Okay.
We've grown up together pretty close. I've always considered myself to be his protector because we had a crazy mom. She recently got murdered by her husband. She's always been in these alcoholic relationships. And, you know, finally she caught the wrong guy and he ended up shooting her in the face and killing her here about 4 or 5 years ago. So my younger brother, which we've always been close, we share different dads. We both lost our dad too the same year our mom got murdered, which is really weird because we're in our 40s. His dad died on the couch. My dad died on the couch. Neither one of them were found for weeks, so they had both decomposed. So very weird similarities between me and my brother. And, you know, like I said, we lost our mom to a murderer. We lost both of our dads all
in
the same year.
What's wrong now?
Well, we were spending a lot of time together after that happened. You know, I wanted to be around my brother. I wanted to be the center of the family because I'm the oldest one. So I started having Thanksgivings and Christmases over here. And, you know, we were starting to kind of build our own family after all of our pillars, you know, died. Ultimately, we made it through about 2 years, made it to about 2021. And then, you know, I was spending a lot of time around my brother and he has this girlfriend that he met on a video game about 9 years ago from Bakersfield, California.
And so
he brought her here to live with him 9 years ago. And she doesn't have any family. She says they all were no good, you know, so she doesn't have any family to tie her back to. When she got here, her daughter and her were fighting like two cats,
and so
she ran off with some man.
What's the problem
long story
now?
Short,
yeah, long story short.
I don't want to go into all that, but here's the situation. My brother and I, like I said, have always been close. He's 3 years younger than me. I'm one of those, my brother, you know, I'm your brother's keeper type. situations, you, I think. You know, you're always been a father.
You're repeating yourself. What's the problem now, today?
Well, I told him that his girlfriend was annoying the hell out of me. She just doesn't shut up. She just basically is an annoying person. And I'm not the only one that thought that. Pretty much everybody that's met her has always been like, what the hell is her problem? She won't shut up, and she's just like, something's up. So I told him, and he's like, oh, you don't like my girlfriend? Well, I just won't bring her around anymore. And is that what you want? Is that what you want? And he's real passive aggressive, you know. I've never seen him like this. And I was like, yeah, that is what I want. Click. He hung up on me, you know. So I called him back and said, hey, look, man. I said, here's the situation. I said, you know, I tried to have these family gatherings. I've been trying to get us
and
all
so
together.
And so, long story short, what's wrong today?
Well, I haven't talked to him in 2.5 years, you know, and I don't understand that because...
So this happened 2.5 years ago?
Yeah, I tried to just talk it out with him.
Two and a half years ago?
Yeah.
So what's wrong right now?
Well, what's wrong right now is I'd like to call my brother, but I think when I do call him, it's just going to be the same scenario, you know?
So you haven't spoken to him in 2.5 years?
Correct.
And so what's wrong right now today?
Well, the fact that we have that animosity towards each other because I think his girlfriend's annoying and he is offended by that. You know, I just told him, hey, when we hang out, I just want to hang out with you. And the problem is every time we hang out, he's always like, oh, I got to get Tara. I don't want to dox her. But anyway, basically, I want to go get my girlfriend. I want to go get my girlfriend.
And your question for me is what?
Well, should I just let that go forever and never think about it and never talk to him again?
Should she call him and what?
Call him and say, hey, man, I'm sorry that I told you your girlfriend's annoying. It's what I feel, but maybe I should have just kept it to myself.
But why should you call him? Why should you? If he hasn't spoken to you in 2.5 years, what's wrong with you that you feel like you need to talk to him?
Well, the other part of me is kind of like, if he hasn't talked to me in 2.5 years, then there's kind of my answer, you know?
What other part of you?
I guess when you think of things in two different ways, I mean, because I think you have a logical and an illogical side, and I think sometimes one wins. You know, I think sometimes maybe you overthink stuff or you...
What's your logical side in this situation?
My logical side says... move on, and I guess never talk to him again.
And where is your logical side located?
In my heart, I would say. Like in my, so my, you know, I kind of think you think with your heart and your mind, if that makes sense.
And like, where is your illogical side?
I almost feel like it's like binary. It's one or zero. I think all choices are one or zero.
So let's do this, Brandon, because of time. Why don't you live your life, let your brother go and live his life, and why don't you just live your life, work on you, and live a life, and leave him alone?
Well, that's, I guess, the answer I'm looking for.
No, that was a question.
What was the question again? Can you repeat?
Why don't you... He's gone for 2.5 years. He has his own girlfriend. He's doing his own thing. Why can't you move on and just live your life?
I think it ties back to always being my brother's leader or protector.
But you're nobody leader and protector. You're not even a leader and protector in your own life. How are you going to lead and protect him or anyone else?
Well, I guess I do the best I can because I didn't have a father in my life, so I feel like I have to, and he didn't either, really. You know,
he's a grown 40-something-year-old man. Why don't you leave alone, Mama?
I know it.
Mama, and leave him alone and let him live his life. Stop being his mother.
Right. No, I agree.
So
I
drop it, man, and go live your life.
They would beat him up all the time, so I'd go beat him up for him. And I think Brandon,
you're talking about a 42-year-old man, and you're 40-something. Why don't you go and just live your life and let the past disappear, and you live for now?
No, you're right. Why don't I? The answer is, I will.
So stop being a mama, stay out of your head, and live your life. Leave that man alone.
Okay.
And let go of all those false memories. They're keeping you in darkness. Go live your life. Make a life for yourself. And forget about all that. It's done. It's over with. It's just in your mind. It doesn't even make sense.
No, I get it. A lot of stuff don't make sense to me right now. I went through a lot
of...
So stay out of your head.
Hey, Brandon, stay out of your head.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
All right, buddy.
No, I listen to you enough to know exactly what to do. It's just hard to do it.
No, just do it. Don't say it hard. Do it.
Yep. Just live in the present. Don't think about the future or the past. And notice the voices.
And leave that man alone. He doesn't need you. He gone. You sound like you need him. He doesn't sound like he needs you. He hasn't contacted you, according to you, in 2 years. Why don't you?
Right.
It sounds like you need him. He doesn't need you. And it sounds like you want to be his mama. You don't need to protect anyone.
No, I don't. I tell him not to be a pussy, and I'm not like a mama.
Then if you're not a mama, move on.
Got to be his father, you know, and I'm not his dad.
He's gone. You need to move on. All right.
Yes.
All right, buddy.
That's it, man. That's it.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Okay. What a mess. Let me go to Arlen and talk to the first time caller. Hannes, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Greetings from Ireland. Yep.
All the way from Ireland.
And, right. Well, I heard a caller yesterday. He was talking about homeschooling, or you were both talking about homeschooling.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to call in to give my two cents that basically I myself was homeschooled. I was raised homeschooled, and it's a lot easier than you think. Like I always encounter people who say, like, "Oh, I would like to homeschool, but they're afraid and they don't know what to do." And I tell you, it's honestly a lot easier than you think. You're lucky in the USA because I don't know if it's from if it's different for each state, but in general. It's legal to homeschool in the USA in general,
I've
heard anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of families often go over to the USA, either to the USA, to Ireland, or to Australia, because those are the only places in the world where you're allowed to homeschool. A lot of German families come over to Ireland, I know, who homeschool, because you're not allowed to homeschool in Germany. And the way I was raised basically was just, children are born to be naturally curious and to learn and to soak things up like a sponge, information like a sponge, basically, you know. Often children then get traumatized when they're sent to school, so their natural ability to learn is switched off. So the specific method my parents used was called the unschooling method. It's literally like trying to take out the child out of the school and then... let them play, let them relax, let them acclimatize back into a calm environment. And normally then the child's natural ability to learn and have curiosity and start researching and things like that will come back on its own, basically.
Yeah.
And often I would even recommend that first time people who want to try and homeschool, if they're trying to look for like a community, I guarantee you will find this very easily. You just need to keep your eyes open and ears open. You will find like Facebook groups and Telegram groups and chats, and there might be even some local people. And if there's
especially in the USA, there are a lot of homeschool programs here, because a lot of parents, because of the Democrat-controlled country at one time, a lot of parents have taken their children out of the public schools. So it will not be difficult. If you don't want to do it yourself, it won't be difficult to find a homeschool program, that's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right as well. You can, there's like all kinds of online programs, like ready-made curriculums and things like that. You can just take a little bit of research, and honestly, it's the easiest thing ever. Save a lot of money as well, basically.
I'll put my child in a public school today. No way.
Any future children of mine, hands down, I know for a fact will be homeschooled. And even if my future wife doesn't know how to homeschool, I'm going to teach her how to homeschool, basically. So.
Right on. What time is it there, man?
Oh, it's 3 p.m.
Amazing. So you've had your day already. How was your day?
Oh, relaxing. I've been off of work now, and I've been training, and because I'm going to be joining the Irish Navy.
Amazing.
We'll be doing that. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your call, man. I wish you well in the Navy.
No problem.
And I'm glad that you responded to the homeschooler thing, because the public school is bad over here, man. It's evil. It's pure evil.
It is, yeah, exactly. No worries at all.
All right. All right, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat. Super chat.
Lakeisha bought another coffee. We read her first one toward the end of the first hour. She says, my question is, who filmed the video in church and posted it to social media? Seemed like it was filmed from the drag queen's POV point of view. The transy are always seeking attention and trying to exploit believers. Says Lakeisha.
Oh, she's talking about the video we played yesterday.
Where the black pastor.
So we played a video yesterday, in case you missed it, you can podcast, where a black pastor told the drag queen to leave his church. And we didn't see the drag queen. We don't know if it's real or not. But he told the drag queen, you can't come over here dressed like that. What the? You got to leave. I don't know where you're going, but you got to leave here. So she's responded to that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was from the person's perspective or somebody else in the audience.
Yeah.
But thank you, Lakeisha.
I'm not sure if the drag queen was recording it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
GA for free speech says, you guys are sounding like you've been vaxxed, laughing face with tears coming out. It means we sound soft.
Amazing.
Liberal.
I didn't take the Chinese virus vaccine.
I don't disclose whether I took it or not.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Nice.
Beta back.
Alpha back. Anyway, Topias, two coffees. Are transgenders possessed by demons?
Yep. 100%. 100%. And in counsel with them, they just didn't know. A lot that you have the radical one, they love their misery, they love their hell, they want to impose it on people. And that's why they force it into the schools and everywhere, right? But you also have them that don't know what's going on with them. They think or thought it was them. And they want to overcome. It's a mess. Those demons do not want to leave them. But it is the same spirit that every other human being has, everyone. All must be born again of the Father, because you are possessed in the imagination and emotions, and you think it's you, but it's evil spirit. They think the same thing. It's no different than a Christian who hates their fellow man, who has anger. It's the same spirit. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Topias. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. I'm sure I am. Michael bought a coffee. Real men follow Christ.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori says with a coffee, kicking out the drag queen was wrong. When people randomly show up to a church, they're searching for answers. This is why most churches are evil, because they're turning people away from God.
Sometimes they are not searching for answers. You have the radical people who go to churches and they just want to cause confusion. they're not going there to get help. But then there are times, so it seemed, and from what we've seen of that video, looked like the guy was just sitting there quiet. I don't know what happened before. While he walked in, when he walked in, or what happened after he walked in, but it seemed like he wasn't causing any problem. That's the person you leave alone and let them just see if you can help them. Don't try to help, but see if you can help. Amazing. Thank you.
Billy bought our coffee. Jesus said, let the first one without sin cast the first stone.
Yep. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Taking Care of Business, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Misty, Groovy Monkey, Armian, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew.
Shout out.
Always faithful.
Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and experts, I'm looking forward to the upcoming Bible Thumper Thursdays. We got pastors kicking drag queens out of church, female bishops begging the president for mercy for illegals, all kind of stuff.
And TDJ seemed to be saying that Adam was a mama, that Eve was born from Adam. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Thank you.
Forgive Your Mama asks.
Ask.
Jesse, I miss all my ex-girlfriends. What can I do to stop?
Stop thinking about them. It's just a thought. It's not even real. And it's not you that's missing them. Get rid of the thought. You're done with the memories. Amazing. Thank you.
Heart the Man has a guest tip. / request for the Fallen State. Thank
right,
you, sir.
Thank you. Send it to producer@thefallenstate.tv.
Nice. And what else? Son of Liberty LGB says Gaza Lago. Like Mar-a-Lago? Gaza Lago.
Trump says that we may end up owning Gaza. I say if that's true, and it does happen, we will be Rome again. We will own the world. And Trump will be king forever, at least 20 years. And the dream team will be in operation. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team. Amazing.
Thank you, Son of Liberty, LGB.
Yeah.
A subscriber on the Rumble peep crew. Patrick
O. You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Three coffees from Patrick O. Biblical hashtag question answer.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
Anger comes from hashtag intelligence. Anger comes from the false notion, ego, that you are intelligent and from thinking you are right or have been wronged. If you were present, you would know the truth that you've been blind, foolish, prideful, and stupid, and never to become angry because you don't know anything to be angry about.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to the biblical question.
Zach asks,
ask
Jesse, why are women filled with so much hell? What's making them so crazy and unpredictable?
Satan is her god. She has the nature of evil. And it's not her, but it's the spirit of evil in her. What a mess, huh? Can we stop right there?
Yeah, we'll read the rest of your super chats later, guys.
All right, thank you guys. Amazing. I want to get you some calls here. I'm looking at what am I looking at? The clock. Jason from Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I also, it's Friday, right?
No.
All right. I want to tell you what I think about. I think you just like a puppet, a bite. All you do is repeat what other people done said. Like, you were just repeating what Jesse said, and some of that stuff Jesse said wasn't even true.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Who is Jesse?
Jesse Waters, the thing from the from the Fox News earlier. From Jesse Waters, the thing from Fox News earlier.
What?
Like the thing from Fox News, like you just be repeating what other people say, then you just be repeating it to other people.
What do you mean? Give me an example of what he said that I repeated and it wasn't true.
Oh, I mean, I'm gonna have to go back and look. I'm gonna have to go back and look up the stuff.
But then, like, how do you know what you're talking about? Then you don't know what you're talking about.
Said it wasn't true. Yeah, they didn't give condoms to, like,
can you hold
Guatemala.
On? Can you hold one minute? Like,
All right. Okay. What?
What?
No, they didn't, like, it's like, it's stuff like, okay, go ahead.
Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. This portion of the show is brought to you by GoCo. And GoCo has always been a safe haven because it's something real to invest in. If you don't have your gold, get your gold now. It's going to shoot through the roof eventually. And we have a special promo. GoCo and I have a fresh special promo here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match and bonus in silver. That's so good and worth repeating. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match and bonus silver. So I recommend that you run. Rush. Hurry. And visit jessielovesgold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. You can't go wrong with gold. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. So, Jason, you were saying that we played sound bites from Jesse Waters' show, and he was talking about how the Democrats have ripped off the American people, and you were saying that it's not true, or it is true, or what are you saying
it's
about
not
that?
True. I'm saying it's not true.
And how do you know it's
like
not
GOP,
true?
I think GOP states gonna rip off they people more than anybody else in us. That's why they align with Trump.
How do you know it's not true?
Because, like, Jesse Lee Waters said, like, they were giving...
His name is not Jesse Lee Waters, man. What the...
Yo, that shit, like, it might as well be... You be talking, like, you listen, you follow him by, like, his law. You don't fact-check nothing that he says.
What is he saying? When did he say those sound bites that were not true?
The giving condoms to Palestine, Hold on, what's like, there's something else. There's something else. Like the transgender thing like that.
How do you know it's not true?
Because a lot of them things that they say, like, that they be talking about, those be, like, studies that, like, the government be doing and stuff like that.
How do you know it's not true?
How do I know it's not true? Because, like, they came out and fact-checked. Like, they came out and fact-checked. Why don't you, like, look it up?
Who came out and fact-checked?
What was I watching? I also like looked it up. There's like a couple of like outlets and stuff that said like that's not true.
Okay.
Even the person,
and,
even
and
the
how do you know what they were saying were true?
All right. Okay. They would have like the form. Have you looked at like the paperwork or something?
No, Matthew. How do you know that the fact checkers were telling you the truth?
How do I know the fact checkers are coming? Because, like, I guess, like, if you want to go by, like, credibility, I mean, we can go by, like, credibility, by credibility, because a lot of stuff that Jesse Lee Waters be saying be, like, be lies.
How do you know that the fact checkers were not lying to you?
Because they call fact checkers for a reason. They call that for a reason.
What now?
That will make a lot of, like...
How do you know the fact checkers were not telling you the truth?
I mean, because that's their job. Jesse Waters.
So it's not Jesse Waters' job to report the news?
He doesn't report news. He reports propaganda.
Is it his job to report the news?
He doesn't report the news. He's not a news show. He's a propagandist.
Is it his job to report the news?
It's not his job to report the news. He's a propagandist.
But that's what he's doing. And
you said that
it's a fact-checking job to report. You said
that's
it's your fashion job to report the news, right? The facts,
that's not
right?
What he does, though. He doesn't report
Jason,
the news.
Jason.
No, but I'm trying to explain to you. That's not
Jason.
What he does.
Jason.
Go ahead. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Let me say what you're saying. Say what you're saying. But I'm going to tell you, the answer is going to be no. He doesn't do that.
Jason.
He doesn't fact check the
Jason.
Stuff that he says.
Jason.
Go ahead.
You
got to play this out.
You said it's
gotta play this out.
I asked you, how do you know that the fact checkers... are telling the truth, and you said
that's their job to do that.
And is it Jesse Waters' job to report what he reports?
Oh, you keep saying report. It doesn't be report.
Is it Jesse's job to report what he
reports?
Is it Jesse's job to report what he's reporting?
It's not. I don't think he does reporting. I think he gives.
I didn't ask you. He is reporting. Is
well,
it his job?
No, I say no.
It's
say
not
no,
his
no.
job to do
not,
that?
No, that's not what he does. He's like, you're trying to clarify something that's not there.
Jason.
What?
You said it's the people that you believe with the fact checkers or whatever they are, you said it's their job to report what they report, right?
They don't report. They just check what people done said.
And
they
it's their job
nothing.
To do that, right? To report what people said, right?
They don't report. They fact check.
Then how do you know about
say.
It? How do you know about it?
How do I know about it? Like after they say, like after somebody says something, they come back after and rebuttal the stuff that is wrong.
And do
they
report?
Give like a finesse.
And do they report to you what they said?
Do they report to me? It doesn't be a report. It'd be like a... All right. I understand. I'm saying, yeah, I say it's not really a report, but I'll accept what you're saying, a report. Yeah, I'm going to accept that.
It's a report, but it's not really a report.
It's not a report. It's a rebuttal to respond.
But they are reporting a rebuttal, right?
It's a response to something that somebody said.
But
they're
still
reporting
that to you, right?
But okay, I'm saying it's not it's not a report. It's more like an analyst instead of a report.
And are they reporting, analyzing to you through by way of reporting?
By reporting, it's not called a report.
Are they in there analyzing they're doing a little fact check and they're analyzing it. They're reporting that to you, right?
Are they reporting it to me? I'm gonna say they're reporting that to me. They're reporting that to me.
But it's a response to what somebody else has said. Right. So Jesse
says
something and then your little people they analyze it and they report back to you what Jesse said and they say, well,
it's not little people analyze. It's they fact check what dude said. There's a difference between the two things. They fact check what dude said. To make sure what dude said is correct.
I'm repeating myself, but you said that Jesse is not reporting, but your little fact check people are reporting, all right?
Fact check, like, I wouldn't say like it's not. You keep saying a report, but that's not what it is.
What is it?
It's a response to what something is.
It's
a breakdown. It's an analysis.
And how do you find? How do you know about the breakdown?
How do I know about the breakdown? I look it up. They be having like fact check. Like, this is what the first thing that he said. When you write a report,
and,
you write the one thing.
And so,
like, hold on, you look up.
You look up the report, right?
I look up to see what, like, I look up the truth. I look up to see, like, what happened. But,
no,
like,
but
like,
you look
on,
up
said,
the report, whether true or not.
Hold on, let me explain. Hold on. Let me explain to you why. Let me explain, first of all, like, why I say it's not a report. When you write a report, do you write one? Do you write, like, a response to this? When you write a report, do you write, like, two, then a, like, response to this? No. When you think of, like, a report form, you think of, like, a title, a subject, a middle, and all
what
that right there.
What are you talking about, man?
A report. When you think about a report.
Jason.
Do you know what a report
Jason.
Is? Now you're going to try to, okay, go back to your
Jason.
Go defense. Go.
Thank you, buddy. I got to run. I can't play no more. I literally cannot play no more. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Corey out of Nashville, Tennessee. Corey, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Oh, sorry about that. Corey.
Can you hear me good?
I can't hear you. Go ahead.
How you doing? All is well?
All is well, Corey. Thank you.
I only know if I want to hit you with all this after that conversation, man. That seemed kind of hectic.
It was amazing.
Okay.
What? No.
I wanted to talk to you kind of about meta-ethics. You know what that is?
Misethics?
Meta-ethics.
Meta. Meta.
Meta. Meta. Meta. Like.
Is she from Georgia?
Always the comedian.
Oh, meta-ethics. Okay, hate just
yes, sir.
I have never heard of that. What is meta-ethics?
It's just like the study of good and the beginning, the good and evil, kind of like where does rights exist, if they actually exist, and good and evil, what is it, and what's the difference in the two, and where do they come from?
Oh, that's called meta-ethics?
Yeah, so basically my question is, do you think that all evil is negative?
Yes. Evil
yes.
is pure evil.
Okay, so how do you explain profiting from your ideas on good and evil? Because your whole show is based on the idea that there's evil. And so if that idea didn't exist, you wouldn't make money. So how is that... how is that not a good thing for you? You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Do you like theology or philosophy, Jesse?
What?
Philosophy or theology.
No. Is that related to meta-ethics?
Yes, sir. You should look into this stuff, man. The humans have these certain fundamental behaviors for a reason, and you also exhibit these same behaviors.
I already know.
Only you make money off of it, Jesse.
What do you mean?
You heard everything I said. What do you mean what I mean? You sitting there listening. You say you can hear me good, right? I know you say you black and slow, man, but... bro, and first off, I love your show, Jesse. I'm really
thank
just
you.
Wanting to have a conversation.
Yeah,
here,
I know.
Okay?
I can tell. No, I can tell that. So you yeah. said that the meta-ethic people say that good and evil and all this stuff, and then you said I make money off talking about this stuff or what?
Yes, yes, the idea of good and evil. So if you make money off of the idea of evil, then evil is a good thing in your life, isn't it?
No.
Yes, it is. It didn't exist, you wouldn't have a show.
There's nothing good about evil.
If it didn't exist, you wouldn't make money and be able to pay your bills.
Do you
right?
believe there's something good about evil?
Don't ask me what I believe. You ask every single person that's loaded. When you create a belief, you create a control scenario.
Just like Jesse Jackson
got the black people believe in civil rights, then he created an enemy for the black people. You see what I'm saying?
So are you
yes.
saying that evil is not real?
I'm saying it's life, Jesse. It's evil and good is the exact same thing because one can't exist without the other.
That's
it's
not
just
true.
Life.
Good.
But there's people that profit off of these ideas.
Why do you say that good cannot resist, exist without evil. That doesn't make sense.
Because you would not recognize evil without good and vice versa, just like you wouldn't recognize light without darkness.
That's not true.
How the hell you going to know what good is if you don't have evil to be the adversary? You can't know, man. Think about that, what you
do
just
you
said.
Do you believe that good...
Don't ask me what I believe, Jesse, for real. I'm not one of these regular callers, okay?
Do you believe that evil no good?
Bruh, don't ask me what I believe. That's a loaded question.
Do you believe that evil recognizes good?
You can't start a conversation without trying to manipulate it right in the beginning.
Thank you, buddy. I got to run. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Sean out of Florida. Thank you, man. I was trying to conversate with you, but... Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi. How you doing?
All is well. How are you?
Okay.
Oh,
just making a quick comment what the last caller was saying. He doesn't realize what God's prayer says because God wants good on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
And like you said, it doesn't have to be evil to know that it's good because one time there was only good for evil entered in, you know. Eve took the bite of the fruit.
Yes.
Forbidden fruit.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's deep. That's so why I don't understand people who think that, well, I kind of understand them, who think that you can't have good unless you have evil, you can't have evil unless you have good. I don't understand where they're getting that from.
Right. So it doesn't mean they're trying to get rid of evil. You know, nobody wants evil, hopefully, you know. But
well,
some people
love evil. They
oh,
love
yeah,
it.
You're right.
Yeah.
They love it. They live for it. Like,
yes.
Like, you know, so it's like something to be, you know, overcome, you know.
Yes.
And Trump, okay, President Trump, he has put in certain laws, and I know everybody doesn't agree with any leader that, you know, has to do certain laws. But it's something that exists in Canada. I know that the tariffs on different areas have gone in, and I think that's to try to, you know, help the economy.
Yes.
Get back to a little more healthier state with the border having been down, you know.
Yes.
Even though we love Canadians, and it's not the, you know, the leaders make different decisions, and we love Canadians because they are our friendly neighbors and have been. But there, it's another topic, though, that's going on over in Canada. It's not the people, per se. It's really like the system. I don't know if you know about this, but do you remember a man named Dr. Kevorkian years ago? He came to the United States.
Oh, yeah, I do. Kevorkian was the assisted suicide doctor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
and
him.
I don't know.
Was he from Canada?
Where he came from. No, I don't know. I don't think he was from Canada.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what his name, I think it's some from another country. But in Canada, they have this thing going on now, and it's increasing in the system, the medical system and everything, where people that are disabled, like all kinds of disabilities, where they get asked if they want to end their life based except on just going forward and, you know, to finding, I think, like maybe therapy, whatever it is that you might think that assist you, like, you know, medicine, therapy, faith, or whatever it is. But this thing is going on that I hope that the mentality doesn't, you know, enter into the, you know, the system over here. Because the people didn't really accept that with Dr. Kevorkian back in his time.
Right.
But, yeah, so I think
that assisted suicide... I may be wrong, so someone out there may want to correct me, but I think in some states it's all right, right? In this country as well.
It's already over here?
I think it might be in places like Washington State or Oregon or somewhere up in there. I could be wrong, though.
It might be that type of, you know, maybe they it might be without them making a big hurrah about it. But disagree with that. There was a man. He was an older man, a senior citizen. No pain, not going through anything. Had lived his life doing what he wanted. Had a full life, it appeared. But like at the end of, you know, like as he got older, you know, and he just getting older. And, you know, he had some family and, you know, friends, but he just got bored. Like he just, which was like he couldn't do the things that he used to like to do.
Right.
And he opted for assisted suicide.
Well, so just because, you know, he was bored and stuff?
Yeah, he wasn't a person with any kind of health problems, or, you know, like some people have, you know, the pain, or, you know, suffering from arthritis and stuff like
that.
Right. But he shared his what he did. He used to be in the theater when he was younger, and I think he had been married and stuff. But he just got older, and he couldn't do the things like he used to do, like everybody else, you know.
And so he decided to go for assisted suicide.
Yeah, but this was in another country, though.
Oh.
But for them to, and they had this system that, you know, I guess I don't think they would do that over here, or have any kind of clinic or anything like that over here that they would be legally able to do that, you know what I mean?
Well, if you leave it up to the Democrats, you'll have it. If you don't have it, you'll have it soon if you leave it up to the Democrats.
I believe that that's the trajectory that they're heading towards in the world or whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
But,
So I got to ask, I have one question for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to vacation in Gaza?
Oh, God. Can you break that down for me? Gaza, is that like near, I've always heard of Gaza, like the Gaza Strip.
Is it over there by Israel?
Who owns Gaza? I mean, who?
Well, right now, Israel gave it over to the Palestinian people. But Trump is saying that we're going to own it. And if we own it, it's going to be a vacation spot, the number one vacation spot. But right now, you can't go there for a vacation because the Allah U Abba people will hurt you.
Well, how can we own it? He can just pay for it with money, or
you'd
have to get voted on?
We can just, I don't know exactly how you're going to do it, but Trump can buy it. Or the guy from X can just tell him we're taking it back.
We had it before?
Well, we didn't have it. Israel had it, but we can have it now. One quick thing before we have to run out of time here. How are you feeling about what Donald Trump doing right now?
I think some of the things that he's doing, I do agree with, but, you know, nobody probably ever agrees with everything that everybody does, you know. I think that some of the things he's doing is for certain reasons, but I don't want to make enemies with other countries. I think some of the things that are done, maybe the way we, you know, how they say it, it's the way you say it. Sometimes how people may receive you, like, you know, the Canadians are very angry with the Americans because of the tariffs. But I think if we come in there saying to the world that, well, our borders have been down and, you know, we've got some corrective measures to make for the economy, and we, you know, helping, you know, people who are good people that are immigrants, there's nothing wrong with revamping the system to
Are you happy that Canada would become the 51st state of America?
They want to do that? They don't have no choice.
They don't have a choice. Trump is the boss.
Uh-huh. I mean, he can say that Canada can become the 51st state.
He can say and do whatever he wants.
Really?
He white. He white. And I'm here because, thanks to God,
Hold on, Sean.
Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go.
Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races.
I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Oh, boy. The Ukraine war welfare from Europe, it's terrible. They're enabling the destruction of the Ukraine and Russia, by the way. And the Super Bowl in New Orleans, pass. Japan's great Ohani, or Japanese in America, the great baseball player Ohtani, whatever his name is. His interpreter was sentenced after, I guess he was convicted of stealing. What a mess. Over 100 snakes were removed from the Sydney, I guess that's Australia, homeowner's garden. Wow. It's a mess. There's TB, tuberculosis, in Kansas, and they're trying to dance around because Kansas got rid of some of their so-called public health madness in their evil government. And there was a judge who's trying to stop the federal employee buyout deadline. What a mess. And also, there's more Panama Canal drama. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, February 7th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in periodically, every so often. Okay? But first, it's hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that a pair of U.S. lawmakers are seeking to ban government workers from using a Chinese startup DeepSeek, DeepSeek's artificial intelligence chatbot, on their official devices. Representatives Darren LaHood, a Republican or Republicant, not sure, from Illinois, and Josh Gottheimer, a New Jersey Democrat, I call them demon rats, set to propose the legislation today. Maybe they already have. Citing national security concerns. Just weeks ago, DeepSeek shocked Silicon Valley and Wall Street by releasing an advanced AI model called R1, DeepSeek's R1, with the same capabilities as top American models of AI, despite being cheaper to train and requiring less electricity. Wow. The model has fueled concerns that the U.S. could fall behind China in the global AI race. Shouldn't have been doing the DEI in America. Anyway, California wildfires, California utility company Southern California Edison said their equipment may be associated with, not necessarily, but it may be the ignition of the Hearst fire, which burned alongside the Eaton and Palisades fires. Okay, it wasn't the one in the Palisades, and it wasn't the one in Pasadena and Altadena. During last month's firestorms, CNN is calling it firestorms, in Los Angeles. The admission came amid a required filing with the state's utility regulators. The Hearst fire burned for 8 days before fully contained. It did not destroy any structures or lead to any deaths, unlike the other two fires. In a second filing, the utility also addressed videos of the deadly Eaton fire's early stages, suggesting a possible link to SoCal Edison's equipment. The company said they're working to determine potential causes of the ignition, including if its equipment could be related to the cause of the fire that destroyed over 9,000 structures and killed 17 people in Altadena. Well, there's more blame to go around, honestly, even if they were partly behind it. Not sure, though. And the Ukraine's Air Force got a boost in its war effort. against Russia Thursday with the arrival of Mirage fighter jets, cool name, from France, along with U.S.-made F-16s from the Netherlands. French President Emmanuel Macron had promised the jets to the Ukraine last summer. The Ukrainian sky is becoming more secure, so said Defense Minister Rustem Umerov in a statement. New fighters expected to improve Ukraine's ability to provide air cover for troops, attack ground targets, take on enemy planes, and intercept missiles. The latter could be vital as Russia has stepped up their missile attacks on the Ukrainian cities, often sending dozens in one night of missiles. Cool. I mean, it's not cool. It's cool, but it's terrible. Anyway. Yeah. Skip the Super Bowl. Just watch Church and then watch it again. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. And it's only for those who want to overcome their hell, their misery. You got to realize that human beings are miserable. And they roam the earth seeing who they can hurt to bring into their hell with them so they can get a false sense of life. Human beings have no love in them. That's why you must see it for yourself and overcome it. Return to the Father. Human beings are evil, nasty. And that's why I know with love in the world, there's no love, there's only hate. But you can overcome it. So the biblical questions are for those who want to overcome their misery and stop being so revengeful and jealousy and judgmental and lonely and lost and suicidal thoughts and pure evil. Human heart is wicked. God said, human heart is wicked. You can't even trust an angry person. Do not trust an angry person. An angry person is evil. I don't care who it is. So these questions are to help you or encourage you to get to know yourself so you can overcome evil. But if you don't want to, you stay right in there and be miserable. Love your hell. Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? The biblical question. Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Amazing question. If you're busy and around and running around, you can podcast the shows. But no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to finish up those super chat we started on, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. When human beings deliberately try to hurt other human beings, why don't you see that that's evil and that those people or that person are evil? Why? And why would you spend 10 minutes hanging out with an evil person? They'll destroy you. I don't care if it's your daddy, your mama, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your children, your so-called friends. Human beings are wicked, and they look around the earth to see who they can make because they're so vicious and revengeful. They got to find somebody else to hurt so they can feel, and when they can hurt you, and if they can hurt you, they feel life, which is death. So work on you, overcome evil, the anger in you, and you can overcome the world. All right? So, to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to, I think I said that, but go to buymeacoffee.com or Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to finish the Super Chat. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
What did we learn this week?
Both former President Biden and former Vice President Harris made videos to show the DNC members saying they need to fight for the future.
How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat? That's good. You all passed.
No! Didn't you guys learn anything?
Will you pledge to appoint more than one transgender person to an at-large seat?
Raise your hand if you would commit to what she just asked.
I guess I didn't learn anything.
Are you sure this is okay?
Relax, it's fine.
What an evil woman.
Motherly love.
And I just want to give you all a little bit of something that's been on my heart here over the last couple of days.
Oh, Lord.
You fight on, you fight on.
That is debate.
You fight on, you fight on.
I wonder if a kid said, Mama, why'd you do that at a debate? That's not normal. What the? Anyway, I want to go quickly back to Sean out of Florida. Sean.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, yes.
And so you love what Donald Trump is doing?
I do agree with some things that he's doing because I understand I feel like I understand the reason behind it. The only thing I might have a little, say in it with any of us, I say, you know, of course, we don't want to make enemies in what somebody has to do, like diplomacy, a little diplomacy to tell the world, you know, we've got our borders down. Everybody knows that, how many people have come in. But there are some good people in there, mixed in there with immigrants, too. So it's, working with, them and,
Have you ever seen an illegal alien, a good illegal alien?
Well, I mean, if somebody came in illegally, of course, they have to, any country, not just the United States, but any country would have to go by the policy of keeping their citizens safe so they know who this person is and they're coming in the right way. So even if somebody came in, illegally, of course, the country would have to address that the right way by, it's penalization for not.
And so,
in the country.
Because of time and I got to run here, do you hope that Donald Trump be president for 20 years?
Well, if he, with diplomacy and to keep the allies that we've had, because I think it's important that we keep allies, that if it's 20 years that he gets, which won't be with our policy now because our president only get 2 terms.
Well, I hope that he get 20-plus years as president. He could become king.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Do you think it's a pattern? Do you think it's a pattern that can be pointed out for this you know, looking back at the United States history, at one time, you know, which was a glorious time, the United States really had a lot of, you know, respect of the world.
Right.
In a good way, you know, yep. They just smiled. Everybody smiled, and
everybody wanted to be a part of America.
Right, because it was like, but what was the United States doing to have that position in the world? And I do think you can point to some things that the different presidents did. But one thing, they blessed Israel, and the Bible does say if you bless Israel, He'll bless you.
Yes.
So nobody can dispute that America was considered a superpower, not because of dictatorship. None of those elements was the reason. You just heard every president, they supported Israel in a balanced way, and they seem to have reaped great blessing. This land reaped great blessing with so many. Everybody wanted to come over here.
Yeah.
And I think it's, as time go on, if that changes, that thought on Israel, no matter who disagrees with it, it doesn't matter who, it's what, you know, the word says. And I mean, you can point to that. You can't.
Yeah.
You cannot disagree with that.
I remember when I was growing up, black people and all people were taught to love Israel, and you're right. America loved Israel, but now they've been taught to hate Israel, and as a result of hating Israel, America is suffering.
Yes, so that's the one point right there that
says,
you know, you can disagree with, but you can point that America is a witness. Everybody knows this land has been blessed. This country is with, and it wasn't because of the elements of dictatorship, nothing like that.
Right.
It was, but if that changes, we just in later time, if that changes, anybody speak against that place over there? Oh, one quick fun trivia fact.
Real fast.
You know how Jesus is referred to as the Lamb of God?
Right.
Did you, and there are no, I don't think there's any snakes over there in, like, I'm talking about real venomous snakes over there in that land of Israel, such a blessed land where he walked when he was in flesh. The thing is, I heard this, and people can research it, but I heard this, if it's true. They say that the blood of the real animal lamb is the anti-venom for the snake. And a real physical, you can research it to see if it's true. I think
you may be onto something, but I never heard that before.
But you see how nature, the physical world, it's in agreement with the spiritual. So it's a lot of things that you find if you research it, you'll find that there's a lot of things in the physical world that preaches sermons in agreement with the spiritual world. It's like,
amazing.
It just agrees. Yeah. He tells you to go to the ant, the lazy person to go to the ant and see how the ant conducts. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Sean, we're good talking. You remember Hake?
Hake
of the Hake Report.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He said hi.
He comes on right after you. Sometimes I go on the show too.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good to talk to y'all.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. 888-775-3773. Did you hear that? I guess last night or this morning, Kanye West tweeted out some interesting tweets. And I just saw them this morning, so I don't really know what to think about them. And here's the first one from X.
From his Twitter, it reads, "Free Puff." He's talking about...
We can't see it.
I'm putting it up, but he's talking about Free Puff here on his Twitter, on his account.
That's what the first one says?
It says Free Puff.
Free Diddy?
I think that's what
he's
referring
to. Is he talking about Diddy?
I think so.
Amazing, okay.
The second one reads, "I love Hitler. Now what?"
He love isn't Hitler dead? What the?
He says, I'm a Nazi.
And what else?
I don't even know what the F anti-Semitic means. It's just some BS Jewish people made up to protect their BS. Was that the right there?
I wonder why he maybe woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I wonder why he woke up this morning with that on his mind. That's interesting. I don't know what it all means. How do you respond to something like that?
Was he up late or was he up early?
My producer said he wrote that at four in the morning. Now, I don't know if it's four in the morning, wherever he is. Is he in California?
No. I think he's based in Cali. I thought he was in Calabasas, which is
I don't know where he's located at this point.
Yeah, me neither.
I never really.
I know he has a ranch somewhere in the Midwest or something.
Yeah, I don't know how to respond to it, to be honest, because it doesn't. I don't know what to say.
He's tweeting all kinds of things or posting on X. It's not tweeting anymore. It's posting. He's posting a lot on X. I saw some other things that he posted.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. The last time I heard about him, he was at some award show recently, and he had his girlfriend or wife or something with him.
New wife,
and she was half-dressed, they say.
Yeah.
It wasn't dressed right.
Joel Friday showed it on his show.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know what to say about him. I want to show you one quick thing, and then we're going to get to your super chats and phone calls. Sorrow Bat radio station exposed undercover ICE agents. This is from Fox News. The FCC is looking into a radio station backed by left-wing billionaire George Soros, who has come under fire for revealing live locations of undercover ICE vehicles and agents. Watch this from Fox.
George Soros and his son, whose money is funding a radio station, a series of radio stations that's been accused of broadcasting live locations, by the way, in Colorado, undercover ICE agents, locations of them. Meanwhile, KCBS Radio in San Francisco reportedly told listeners on January 26, get this, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are currently carrying out an operation on the east side of town. The county's response network says agents in San Jose were in unmarked vehicles. FCC chair Brendan Carr joins us now. He's running that probe. Concerning to you, Brendan?
Yeah, of course. Look, I try to look on the bright side of things. And here, I think that's the fact that we are having an unprecedented number of deportations taking place in this country. And for that, thank goodness for President Trump. Promises made, promises kept. He came in and said he's the person that can not only secure the border, but deport people that are here illegally. And he's carrying that out with unprecedented speed. Thanks to Secretary Noem, Tom Homan as well. Here, this is really concerning. So what happened was you had ICE agents undercover doing operations in East San Jose and part of the town known for violent gang activity. And you had this radio station broadcasting the live location, identifying the unmarked vehicles that they were in. And again, against the backdrop of Democrat leaders in Congress saying it's time for people to take fights to the street against Trump's agenda. So we have sent a letter of inquiry, a formal investigation into that matter. And they have just a matter of days left to respond to that inquiry.
Amazing. If I didn't understand, I would not understand why is it that anyone would fight against Donald Trump deporting illegal aliens from the country. It looked like everyone would be in support of that, no matter who you are. It would be like a bunch of people moved into your home illegally, and you needed the police to help to get them out. When you support the police in getting them out, well, the country, if you're an American citizen, the country is your home. Why would you support someone illegally being here? I understand now human nature. Human beings are evil, but it's mind-blowing to see that. And George Soros seemed to have a thing about destroying countries, from what I've read and heard about him. What an evil guy. Human beings are evil. They have no love. Amazing. Let me go to Jonathan out of New York. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I did want to talk about the biblical question, but first of all, I appreciate the show, but you're wrong on Israel.
What do you mean?
Every country in the world is like calling it a genocide and saying that you just want a vacation there in Gaza after what they've done to Gaza. They've just destroyed it. It looks like a horror scene out of a movie. And to just be saying you want to go there and dance on the graves is kind of offensive.
So you said I'm wrong on Gaza?
Yeah, you're wrong on Israel and Gaza.
And what am I saying wrong about Gaza?
I agree with every country other than the United States that what Israel's been doing to them has been terrible for the past 50 years. It's basically an open air prison.
But what am I saying wrong about? You said you disagree with me about Gaza, right?
Yeah.
And what am I saying that's wrong about Gaza? What do you disagree with me about?
Well, you said something about wanting Americans to vacation there because Trump is going to apparently take it over. I don't think that's true. I think that's his excuse to send troops over there because he's a salesman.
So you don't think that Donald Trump is going
to... Again, go to war for Israel again.
You don't think Donald Trump is going to take it over?
That's what he's saying. That's how he's selling it. He's saying, yeah, we're like this. Everybody was against it, even his supporters. We're saying no more troops in the Middle East. And he's saying, yeah, we're going to send troops to the Middle East. But it's a good thing, actually. It's actually America first. Because then America will get a base in Gaza. So we can help Israel spread war even more.
So, Jonathan, you don't believe that Donald Trump is going to take Gaza over?
I don't think so. I think he's just using that as an excuse to send troops.
But I don't know if he would do it or not. But I don't know if he's serious about it or if he's really going to do it. And Netanyahu was standing there with them when he said it. And Netanyahu wasn't laughing as though it was a joke. Would you think Netanyahu is for or against Trump taking over Gaza?
I think he'll give some concessions. It's mostly going to be in the form of military bases. And here's the real question. Who's actually going to live in the land of Gaza? It's going to be the Israelis. It's not going to be the Americans.
Why not?
So it's really insignificant.
Even if we own it, are you saying that if we own it, we can't live there?
You could go there. Americans can go to Israel if they want to.
But you can't go to Gaza. You can't go to Gaza.
Yeah, because Palestine. Well, actually, you could.
No,
but
you
now
can't.
You can't because it's been bombed.
No, because we went over there before it was bombed, right? And it was just before, right after Israel had given the Gaza Strip over to the Allahu Akbar people. And we went there, but we couldn't go into Gaza because the Allahu Akbar people didn't like Christians and Jews.
No, that's not true. You know, it's a tradition in Israel to spit on Christians. And Palestinians, there's a lot of Christians there. They have a lot of respect for Christians.
But they don't like Christians and Jews. They say we're infidels.
Well, Jews call us Goyim, so it's kind of the same thing. Like, it's both of them, like, there's a lot of religious conflict, and I think that's, you know, you can play that game, but what really happened is Israel kept a bunch of basically innocent people. We're killing them for 50 years. Even in 2023, when October 7th happened, in that same year, there were a lot more Palestinians killed by Israel than Israelis killed by Palestinians. It's been that way for 50 years.
So do you agree with me that Allahu Akbar people, they hate the Christians and the Jews?
No, I don't agree with that, with the Palestinians.
So then why do they want us dead and they think we're infidels?
They had a rebel group. Hamas was elected. It was actually propped up by Israel. You can listen to Dennis Prager, who's a huge Zionist, and he concedes that Israel propped up Hamas on purpose to try to get rid of Palestine. It's been a plan for years.
But you're not answering my question.
It's an Israeli plan.
You're not answering my question.
And they control over our politicians.
You're not answering my question.
Okay, what's the question?
Why do they, you said you don't believe they want to kill the Christians and the Jews. When they say they do, they say that we're infidels. Are you okay with that?
Now, this is propaganda. This is the propaganda that you're hearing. And it's not all propaganda because they do get annoyed, obviously, like righteously, like what you call angry. You could say like they shouldn't get angry. But so when they've been bombed for 50 years, yes, you're going to have a rebel group rise up and eventually do something.
So you're okay with the
let to be done.
Are you okay with the infidel, with the Allahu Akbar people wanting to kill the Christians and the Jews?
You know who set up 9/11? It wasn't the Allahu Akbar people.
You're not answering my question.
No, I do not think it's right. I think if people are like radical terrorists over there,
what is right?
If people are radical terrorists and they really want to kill like all the Christians and the Jews, then yes, it'd be right to take them out.
Do you think it's right that the Allahu Akbar people want to kill the Christians and the Jews because they believe that we are infidels?
There's over a billion Muslims, and all of them want to kill all the Christians and the Jews.
You're still not answering the question.
But it's a question that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense that the Allah people want to kill the Christian Jews, or it doesn't make sense that, I don't know what doesn't make sense, that I'm saying it, or that's what they want.
Because the question makes an assumption that the Allahu Akbar people just want to kill all the Christians.
I'm telling you what they said.
It used to be, at one time,
it was in their little Bible thing that Christians and Jews are infidels and they are worthy of death, and you can deceive them. You can do whatever it takes to destroy them. You can befriend them. You can do whatever it takes to destroy them. Are you okay with that?
I'm also not okay with what's in the...
You still didn't answer the question for some reason.
Okay, no, that's not what they want, though.
I just told you, it was in their little Bible thing. They want
the only
to
time
kill...
Got attacked, it was like, organized by Israel. Like, Muslims are the only ones...
Jonathan, why are you not answering that question?
It's just a false premise.
It's not. It was in the Allahu Akbar Bible, man. And so even young kids been taught, the moment they pop out of mama's womb, they are taught that the Christians and the Jews are infidels and they are worthy of death. You heard them over in this country chanting from the ocean to the sea.
Yeah, because they don't want to be genocided. They want to have their own land.
And so are you okay with them wanting to kill the Christians and the Jew from the river to the sea? Thank you. Are you okay with them wanting to kill the Christians and the Jews?
Okay, there's two sides that are saying from the river to the sea.
You still not answering that.
One is bombing the other and actually trying to do it.
Are you okay with the Allahu Akbar people wanting and teaching to kill the Christians and Jews?
I'll give you the answer you want. No, I'm not okay with it.
I'm not giving an answer. You're not giving me the answer I want. You're giving me the answer you want. What answer do you want? You have.
I'm just saying it's not a good question.
Why is it not a good question?
Yes or no?
Why is it not a good question if you're okay with the Allahu Akbar people wanting to kill the Christians and the Jews? Why is that not a good question?
Because every other country in the world except America knows that Israel is the aggressor.
You're not answering that question. Why are you okay with them wanting to kill the Christians and the Jews and then drive us from the river to the sea?
Okay, so it's Palestine that's trying to drive Israel from the river.
Why are you not answering the question, man? You're all around the question. You're dodging the questions of if you're okay for them to want to kill the Christians and the Jews.
No, that's not okay.
And why not?
Well, they're not. If they were doing that, it would not be okay.
Why is not okay?
If they were trying to kill all the Christians and Jews, that would be bad, yeah.
Why is it not okay that they want...
propaganda?
Why is it not okay that they teach and they want to kill the Christians and the Jews? What's wrong with that in your mind?
You could pick a lot of religions and make them look really violent, and yes, there's...
You're not answering that question. You're not answering my question. Why are you dancing around that question?
Because they want to kill all Goyim.
Jonathan.
The Goyim should be slaves.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
Why are you okay with them wanting to kill the Christians and the Jews?
Okay, I'm okay with that because there's different sects of every religion that becomes radical. And yes, there are some sects of Islam who do take some parts of it could just be a fundamentally religious thing, like not all.
And you're okay with it?
Well, no, I'm not okay with it from any religion.
You're not okay with them wanting to kill the Allahu Abba people wanting to kill the Christians and the Jews? You're not okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with that.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
You love the Jews?
Yes, I love the Jews.
You love the Jews?
I love everybody.
You love the Jews?
I do love it. 100%, yeah.
You love white people?
I do love white people. And
right.
Black people, but just not the Mexicans.
Amazing. I know you want to respond to the biblical question. Hold on a minute. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss Hake. And after Hake, brand new episode of The Fallen State. TV. Very interesting discussion with Jeremiah Watkins. Jeremiah is a voice actor, stand-up comedian, and the host of Trailer Tales and Stand Up on the Spot. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So when is the baby coming?
I have two.
Why only two?
I'm not black. We'll be right back, folks. It might offend people, but I didn't vote in this last election.
What a beta. Why not?
Okay, big alpha. You wild. You wild.
I rest my case.
He rests his case.
So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
I'm not already on the hot seat. Oh.
It was fun. It was funny and fun. Support The Fallen State right there at thefallenstate.tv, all right, /donate, and locals.com or locals. You can go to either one. And after that, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. On loan. No, not on loan. Energy given to him by God. It's not a loan. It's a gift. Energy all over the place. And then Sunday morning fellowship. All are invited at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. You can watch it online no matter where you are, live in this world. All right? The and get Punchy's coffee. Good. My own coffee now. And it's delicious. That messy guy ain't got nothing on me. That coffee man, what's his name?
Don, what's his name?
That made the
I
coffee?
I can't remember now. Juan Valdez. That's right.
Juan ain't got nothing on me. What the? Punchy's Coffee. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores, all right? Amazing coffee. And every dime goes back into the nonprofit organization, back into our organization to make it work, all right? One quick thing. I hate mentioning in the news, hate news, that there was a plane missing in Alaska. This is from CBS News. Crews in Alaska are searching for a plane that went missing with 10 people on board Thursday afternoon. Watch this from CBS News.
I don't think it's a clip.
Oh, you don't have it?
No. Is there a clip to this? It doesn't say it in the packet.
Well, while we were doing that, this black female by the name of something Presley, I forgot her first name. She's Ayanna Presley. She is a mess. I don't know why y'all let these black people in your government, but okay. She claimed Iowa is too white. Can a white person say Chicago is too black? Or South Central LA is too black? Can a white person say that and nothing done about it or said about it? KCRG, a Massachusetts Democrat slammed Iowa policy, particularly around minorities and marginalized population, during a U.S. House committee hearing with our government. Here's where this insane, evil, wicked female what's her name? Ayanna Presley said this crazy thing. Watch it from X.
Like Iowa. Governor Reynolds, let's learn more about the state. Do you know what percentage of Iowans are white and what percentage are black?
I don't know the exact percentages, no. We're by far a larger percentage of white population.
That's correct. Iowa is 90% white and only 4.5% black. So that is drastically different from the national population. So when Republicans suggest Iowa should be a national model, they're advocating for a government that doesn't reflect our country. So let's talk about what this model.
That white woman, I wish she had the gonads to tell that black helper how to call eat the cabbage. I would say, you know what? It's 90% white. Thank God. It's beautiful because of that. It's not a ghetto. We don't come up here. We're going to keep it white. We're trying to get it 100% white. Remember in the blacks were so bad in New Orleans that the white people got fed up. They're like, you know what? We're tired of this mess. We tried to help y'all. We told you that we don't hate you. We gave you DEI, and you're still destructive. We're going to move out. We're going to start our own little country or state. This woman should have said to that black, I ain't a president thing, you know what? It's, I don't know, but I know it's more white people, and we're going to keep it that way. Any problem with that? But white people won't speak up. Let me go quickly back to Jonathan out of New York. Jonathan, love Israel. Jonathan.
My favorite country, yeah, go ahead.
If you were the president of Israel and the Allahu Abba been trying to kill you and kill so many Jews over the years, and they still want to run the Christians and the Jews from the river to the sea, and you were president, and these people have been bombing you forever. You gave up land, and they still want to take you to the river from the sea. What would you do differently as president of Israel?
Well, I would stop bombing them. That's what I would do. I'd stop mowing the grass.
And you let them continue to bomb you?
No, it's 100 times more Muslims that have died around Israel.
But you would let them continue to bomb you?
No, if there's somebody bombing Israel, then you should target that group and get rid of the group who's actually trying to bomb you.
And so you would bomb
like all the Middle East, they're all human shields. You it's not going to stop with Palestine.
You would bomb Allah or Abba Bat over there if they bombed you.
Yes, I would target the group and then bomb them back.
Oh, okay. Oh, amazing. So Israel is doing the right thing then.
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, okay. What the? All right. Thank you, man.
You convinced me. Oh, wait. I want to answer the biblical question.
Oh, yeah. Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
I think it's stupidity because you realize how often it's misplaced. You'll place your anger on people who really don't deserve it because something else got you angry. Your life circumstances or somebody that you don't have the recourse to access.
Yeah.
So you take it out on the people that don't really deserve it. It happens very often, and that's why I think it's a good example of why it's stupidity.
Oh,
if I could just quickly say something from Norm Macdonald, because it goes back to what we were talking about earlier,
Who?
Norm Macdonald, a famous comedian, and he was talking about God.
That was on the show?
Can there be good without evil? And there can be good and evil, and there has to be evil, because if God is all good, if he just created all good, it'd just be more of himself. So in order to create life, he couldn't just create
Jonathan,
for himself.
Jonathan, hold on a minute.
Sorry, I'm ranting here.
Yeah. How are you going to run Israel and you're ranting? Netanyahu does not rant.
No, he doesn't. He's very sophisticated.
So, in real short, and I got to run, you're saying good cannot exist without evil, and evil cannot exist without good?
Yeah, I'm saying both have to exist, because if it was all good, then God would just be reproducing.
Why do you say that? Do you think evil no good?
Well, there is evil in this world.
Do you think evil knows good?
Does it know good? I know that's a tough question.
Why?
Does it know good?
Yeah.
Are they like related in any way? Like, do they meet each other? I think they are separate things.
No,
I think they are separate.
Is evil aware of good?
No.
And then why do you think you need evil in order to have good?
Because if it was all good, then we wouldn't exist. It'd just be all God, because God is good.
And it is all good, but the people just don't know it.
Yeah, but I think that's why we exist. There has to be some type of conflict in order for things to actually happen.
Not true. It don't have to be. That's not true. You can have perfect peace right here on Earth if human beings were to overcome their wicked hearts. That would be perfect peace. But you know what, Jonathan, call me again. Very interesting, man.
All right. Yeah, good conversation. Thank you.
Do you mean a quick yes or no? No follow-up. You agree with me about the dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team?
I'll take one out of three.
And which one?
That's up to you.
I'm taking all three. Which one you take?
I'll take Trump and Putin.
You love Netanyahu?
I love him. I hope he comes.
He just like Trump and Putin. They're the same.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the
No,
the
it's true. Next time he comes to town, I want you to come and meet him and talk to him.
All right. If he invites me, I might go and change my mind.
You will. All right, buddy. Call me again, all right?
All right. Yeah, see you later.
All right, buddy. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat. Keep it chill.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Andrew answering the biblical question.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
I believe anger is a part of both intelligence and stupidity, because this reminded me of triumph and disaster. They are both imposters.
Amazing. Interesting. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
And part are two different words. When you put it apart together, then it means separate. But anyway, thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Gregory G. 5 coffees. The silent prayer works. Don't give up.
Yeah, stay with us. Stay with us. And to the men at the meeting last night, we had our men's forum, monthly men's forum last night. And it was amazing. It was like, you guys, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. The guys and the ladies of the forum, the men's forum and lady forum, are on fire. Just stay with it. Don't let the thoughts talk you out of working on yourself. Because the thought would tell you, oh, it's not going to work. You don't understand it. It's not going to work for you. Don't believe that. It's just a thought and it's lying. Stay with it. What's the guy name from England again last night?
Danny.
Hey, Danny. You say Danny was there all the way from England. Can you imagine that?
He was listening to the Hake Report and Hake News and JLP show earlier in the week, talking about all these plane crashes and things flying over here.
He's like, Jesse, you talking about all these plane crashes, and I'm about to take a flight from England to the USA. What on American Airlines? What the? Here's that. Do we have a soundbite? Of the missing plane in Alaska. Watch this from CBS News.
At this moment, a search is on for a plane that went missing over Alaska. The flight left Unalakleet yesterday and was heading to Nome. Both cities are on the state's west coast. This is about an hour-long flight, usually. 10 people were on board. The local fire department says the pilot told air traffic control he needed to enter a holding pattern while waiting for a runway to free up. It's not clear where the plane went after that.
Wow. So the plane went to Nome and it not known where it is.
Terrible.
It's not known. Okay. Thank you.
Anyway, Gregory G says the silent prayer works. Don't give up. 5 coffees. Very generous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my bone days. Hey, Jesse, congratulations to you and Bond on 35 years come this Sunday.
This Sunday, 35 years ago, and we started. Fun. Isn't that amazing? Where did the time go? Amazing. Thank you.
As you reflect, is there anything else you've learned about yourself that you didn't know when you first started Bond?
When I first started Bond, I did not know that there was no me. I did not know that. I didn't know for sure, I didn't know that all thoughts were all lies all the time. And when I realized it, then I started telling people, all thoughts are all lies all the time, and there's no you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your feelings, emotions. It's all evil. You're not your body. And I didn't know that all the way. Thank you. Amazing. And thank you for your support. Thank you.
All My Bone Days says, shout out, Hake, Joel, Nick, Derek, Omid, Daniel, Billy, Doug, and everyone else behind the scenes. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Who's that?
All My Bone Days.
All My Bone Days. Thank you. Amazing. Shout out to you.
Strong arm emoji. Soul Conscious, 3 coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
Both. Anger brings all types of identities.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Hanez with 11 coffees. Very generous. Biblical question.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
Anger is part of stupidity. There's a big difference between God's ways and the devil's ways, and that is why you can't reason your way to God. You can only be present.
Amazing. Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Hannes.
Yeah.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Fact checkers are telling tales out of school. Nerd in disguise emoji with glasses and a mustache and big eyebrows.
He He was referring to, responding to Jason, who think that fact, who think that fact checkers are right, apparently. Oh, Mason, thank you.
Thank you, Cactus Eater Bear. Woozy with a rumble rant. Jesse, can you swim? I can't picture it for some reason. And not just because you're black.
Yes, it is because I'm black. I used to be able to swim all the time in Alabama. And when I first moved to L.A., but then I stopped swimming for a long time. And then now when I try to swim, it's different. It's not easy. Thank you. You're not wrong about that one.
Will Rico with a...
I can't picture it either. Thank you.
On Cash App, Will Rico says, thank you for doing God's work consistently. Love you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for your support.
Travis on Cash App, love what y'all do and the stay with it style. Thanks, hands. Strong arm.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Calvin from Ohio. Caller could have had a point if he explained it calmly. To help, you asked, does evil know good? I ask you, was Satan not a high-ranking angel at one point? When you have God in your life, which is good, Satan, which is of evil, will always pull you from it. It's impossible to have a positive charge without a negative, says Calvin.
So is he saying that evil does no good or it doesn't?
He doesn't answer, but he...
You didn't answer that question, what's up?
But he asks if Satan was not a high-ranking angel at one point.
Yeah, but that was then. That's not now. Amazing.
Jennifer, thank you, Calvin.
Yeah, thank you, Calvin.
Five coffees from Jennifer. Jesse, can you talk about the healing part of that the Bible speaks about? I remember when you mentioned learning about healing and went to the hospital and healed someone, and you felt the spirit leave their body. I've been interested in this for a while. Thanks.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Because of time, I can't respond now, but very interesting, and I will at some point. Thank you, though.
Thank you, lady, Jennifer. Yes. Bruce, on X, I'm going to say it has to be an intelligent emotion. I guess this is a biblical question response.
Is anger a part of intelligence? Is a part of intelligence or stupidity?
I'm going to say it has to be an intelligent emotion for situations that need to be resolved with a certain finesse. And I'm loving your show. Keep it up, Jesse Lee.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'll respond on Sunday.
No I in Jesse, J-E-S-S-E,
right,
by the way.
Yeah.
Laquan bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, love your show. Look, got two tattoos. A star, because I like stars. And 1776, because USA is my favorite country ever. No bad intentions with my tattoos. But have I ruined my chances of having a true connection with God?
No. I wouldn't recommend you put tattoos on, but no. We all do stupid stuff when we're blind. Don't worry about it. Amazing.
Laquan also says, recently I've started your silent prayers, had great results, stopped being in my mind and living in the present. Worried about my tattoos messing up my chances. Thanks for reading.
Don't worry. Worry pretend to be of truth, and it's not. So don't worry. Worry is a lie, so don't believe it. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Groovy Monkey, and the rest. Thank you, guys. Shout out also, of course, to the Rumble supporters as well as the locals and everybody else. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Lance, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Lance, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes,
nice
sir.
To be here.
Yes, sir.
I decided I had to call in when that kid called earlier and was, you know, giving you all the guff about Jesse Waters.
Oh, Jason from New York. Okay.
Yeah, and hopefully he still listened because I was like, I really wanted to point out, like, it's not about whether, condoms were delivered to Palestine or any of these other things. Like, that's not what any of it is about. The whole point of it is that all this money was being allocated to things that are ridiculous and obviously scams. Like, it's obviously all kickbacks and corruption, you know, like, and it's there's no fact checks that need to be done because all they did was audit the books.
Right. Absolutely.
But, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I was curious, like, just how amazing you think it, what are we, 2 weeks in? And it's just like, it's like Christmas every day.
It's amazing, man. It's so amazing that it almost seems like it's too much because I'm so used to seeing the country do everything wrong and never nothing good for the country or the people. And seeing this is mind-blowing to me. It's amazing.
And after, you know, in his first term when, you know, he didn't know exactly what the game was at
right.
that time. And,
yeah.
And, you know, everything just got stopped at its tracks. But clearly, he spent 4 years doing his homework, getting all his chess pieces set up. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I never expected to see things go like this. I mean, when he defunded USAID, like, I could have died happy right there. I mean, because
yeah.
that takes out all your regime change yeah. operations.
Yeah.
That also takes care of the spigot of the southern border. No more people are going to be coming across because all the NGOs were funding, you know, the entire invasion operation.
He said we're going to get tired of. What do you say? We're not going to. What?
We're going to get tired of winning.
Yeah, something like that. And he's right.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah. But you know what, Lance? I am so out of time. I'm glad I was able to get to your call, though. You had waited for a while. And I appreciate you calling. Call me again.
Yeah, I totally will. Thanks.
Are you, yes or no, are you going to Gaza for a vacation?
You know, that's the one thing I'm unhappy with Trump about. Like, I don't see what that is. What that does for America, you know, like I thought we're not gonna be looking for trouble anymore.
Well, no, but, you're gonna be able to vacation in Gaza. It's gonna be like a hot spot.
If he puts up the Riviera, I'll go.
That's right. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Right now, I am so out of time. Man, what an amazing Open Life Friday, huh? I'll see you on Sunday. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. If you want to be free, you can have perfect peace right here on earth while you live. All of your sins have been wiped away, and you're free. You just don't know it because you believe the lie, and you refuse to drop your anger. You refuse to drop it. So you just suffer your hell. But for those men and women who want to be free, forgive your mothers, all people, Jewish, black, white, poor, rich, whatever, actors, actress, no matter, president, vice president, if you want to be free, you must forgive mama and return to the father. Forgive your fathers, all right? Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Get your punchy coffee at rebuildingtheman.com/store. The Hake Report coming up, and then a brand new episode of the Fall of State at 11, and then the American Anchor Baby. He might be able to find that lost plane over there in Alaska. And that ended up in Noah. Where did it? Known? It ended up in Known, and now it's not known. Where is that? Where is it located? What the? The Hake Report is coming up now. Have a good weekend. And to the callers, Carlos out of Miami, Rick out of Virginia, and the caller that just dropped, and the other one, I'm out of time. Have a good weekend. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and decreed to arrive. And I'll see you on Sunday. We had a men's forum last night. I closed my eyes. It was so good. I got home late. I closed my eyes and the moment was gone. Bye, y'all. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want to.